When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
In 1979, TV went off the rails. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1979 brought us ESPN and Pink Floyd's The Wall, but a train on a collision course made 1979 a strange year. Supertrain, 1979.
On this week's Supertrain Mystery, hail to the chief. Two dwarfs and a magician replace a presidential candidate with a double so real, even his wife can't tell.
JJ, all I want to do right now is go to bed.
On Supertrain.
Supertrain was a primetime drama that featured a high-tech train equipped with amenities similar to a cruise ship. The show was highly anticipated and was promoted as one of the most expensive series at that time, with a very lavish production budget. However, this train derailed fast. The series was so expensive that it almost caused NBC to go into bankruptcy. The NBC series ran from February 7th to May 5th, 1979. It was created to compete with ABC's The Love Boat. The show was set on the Supertrain, a giant nuclear power train running from New York to Los Angeles. As with its rival, it was primarily about the social lives of passengers, with, of course, appearances from celebrity guests. Supertrain came complete with murder, abduction, mystery, and romance. Head of NBC Fred Silverman, who was known as, quote, the man with the golden gut, because of his success greenlighting shows such as All in the Family, The Waltons, and Charlie's Angels, as well as having success with ABC, it would seem he can do no wrong, until the absolute misfire of Supertrain. And Supertrain was expensive. How expensive? We'll find out after this break. Supertrain was the most expensive television series aired in history at that time, costing about $1 million per episode, or about $4 million adjusted for inflation. NBC spent $10 million, $40 million adjusted for inflation, on a full-size passenger train with custom cars for filming and two-scale models. The pilot alone cost $7 million, almost $30 million today. The show was very unpopular and was utterly panned by critics. Only 9 episodes of the show would end up airing. According to The Hollywood Reporter, after 3 episodes, unimpressive ratings led the network to retool the creative team, and its sprawling roster of 10 series regulars, in addition to the rotating guest stars, was whittled down to 5. One of those remaining performers was Harrison Page, who recalls not only the painful cast exodus, but also sudden story changes. Initially, the cast was Edward Andrews, Nita Talbot, Harrison Page, Robert Alda, Patrick Collins, and Charlie Brill. The February 9, 1979 edition of Variety said, quote, NBC's highly promoted new Supertrain series features a slick new train of tomorrow with a script from yesterday. It seeks to overwhelm, but underwhelms instead. In 2002, TV Guide ranked Supertrain number 28 on its list of the 50 worst TV shows of all time. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.